It's the 13th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Modern Junior School is due to close at half term, then for the remainder of the school year, due to the discovery of reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete. Andrew Womsley, the acting head teacher of the Manton Lane Bedford Educational Institution, talked about the decision is to relocate the junior school completely to the St Joseph and St Gregory's site on Bidnam Turn, while work begins on replacing a section of the RAAC roof before erosion and cracking takes place. The currently empty academic spaces will be rented from Our Lady Immaculate Catholic Academy Trust and will house all 268 pupils. Mr. Womsley said there were sections of Bedford Modern built in the 1970s using RAAC and that the location move will be undertaken to ensure the safety of staff and students. In last night's interview with Piers Morgan on Talk TV, Hannah Ingram Moore stated that Captain Sir Tom Moore, her father, wants profits from his three books to be kept by the family. The Marston Moreton resident said there was an understanding that the proceeds would not go to charity, despite the prologue of his book discussing it as an opportunity to do more to help others. Captain Moore raised over £30 million for the NHS during the COVID lockdown. Antonio Vitiello is running in the Mid-Bedfordshire by-election for the English Democrats Party, which he describes as an English nationalist party, similar to the role of Plaid Cymru in Wales. The party, established in 2002, would reject all net zero politics, deport all illegal migrants to save the taxpayer money, and stop all funding associated with the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Food Awards England has awarded Lemon Crispy Chicken and Pizza on Old Bedford Road in Luton as the best takeaway in the country. Owner Syed Shah said he honestly didn't expect to win the overall award, but he was delighted with the result. And that concludes your Bedford News for today.